Hi everyone, it's Rab by David, and my 2 minute thought is back. And what I want to do is introduce maybe one or two things, thoughts about Pesach coming up soon. So the first is karpas, one of the early bits of the Seder, when we dip often the parsley in the salt water. And of course this often reminds us of slavery, the salt water, the tears. And what's the symbolism of karpas? There's some really interesting things about the karpas. Remember, karpas means parsley. Actually, you could use another vegetable, any vegetable really, probably other than what we use for maror. And there are other possibilities that you can do, and people often do. But karpas, parsley, has become for many centuries the biggest custom for this part. The idea that we dip in salt water, some vegetable. The idea behind it is that people are meant to ask, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And therefore lead to the actual answer, well, it's because we were slaves in Egypt to Pharaoh. The idea that we then tell the Seder. So doing different things is meant to introduce the idea of questioning. This is a very cool background to the word, because karpas, if you turn the Hebrew kaf resh pei samach backwards, it spells Samach Parech, which means Samach stands for 60 or the 600,000 Jews. Parech were in slavery. So the karpas turned backwards even relates to the slavery. But the other interesting symbolism is karpas, the letters, sound like the words ketonet pasim, which is the coat of stripes that Joseph, of course, was given by his father, Jacob. And it's interesting that we're actually being hinted at almost when we do karpas at what it was that led to our exile in Egypt in the first place. It was the sale of Joseph taking off his coat of colors or coat of stripes that led to Joseph being sold down to Egypt. And then, of course, eventually we as a nation or a family ended up there and then were redeemed by God. So even though we're not openly talking about this sin of selling Joseph, we don't want to, it's still there, hidden in the karpas. Be back soon.